one horizontally to protect the house. Did the old names for it are clapboards or weatherboards, and the modern name is siding. Do you know any of those?
Yeah, I know siding.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you were doing some carpentry, well, what do you call the thing you'd hit the nail with first?
Hammer.
All right, so you'd say, I took the hammer and I...
hit the nail.
Or I... what's another way of saying that? That might be an older way of saying it, too. Or what do you think? Say you do with a car? I took my car and I blank to town.
Driven it down. Drove it down.
Okay, and I have...
driven it down.
And I will...
drive it down.
Mm-hmm. And the part that covers the top of the house is the...
roof.
All right, and on some houses, you have those little things around the house to carry the water off.
Gutter.
Mm-hmm. And then on a... if the house had several slopes to the roof, and I can't describe this, and what would you call a place where two of the slopes might come together? And leaves get stuck up in there and you have to clean it out. This again is something the old people know. It's not a word I would have known. Would you ever call it the valley of a roof? You know that term at all? No. Okay. What would you call a little building for storing wood?
Shed.
All right. How about a little building for storing tools?
A tool shed.
Mm-hmm. Good. And how, if you had, if you didn't have a bathroom in your house, what might you call the place outside?
An outhouse.
Any other name for that? Is there a joking name?
That's all I ever call it.
Okay, that's fine. Well, if I were telling you about my troubles and you were tired of hearing me, you might say, well, I blank my troubles too.
I want to tell my troubles too.
That's not what I was trying to get, but that'll do. All right, if there were a noise, I might ask you, did you
hear the noise?
And you would say, yes, I
heard the noise.
And I have
heard the noise.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you if you know somebody, you might reply, no, I don't know him, but I have
seen him.
Or, using that word again, I have
heard of him.
Mm-hmm, good. And if a friend came into town and I ask you, have you seen him yet? You might say, no, I
haven't seen him.
And if you had a brother, you might say, no, my brother
is not here.
You're talking about seeing the friend. No. I haven't seen him, and my brother
hasn't seen him.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you, does your brother like ice cream, you might say, yes, he
likes ice cream.
Or using just one word, yes, he
likes.
Not using likes. Using a form of do, you might say, yes, he
does like ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a brother, by the way?
Yeah.
What do you have in your family?
One brother and a mother and four.
Mm-hmm. Just two children?
Yeah.
Is he older or younger?
Younger.
How old is he?
13.
Mm-hmm. Is he in school here? Mm-hmm. What grade?
9.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if a man... no, that won't do. If somebody was in school and didn't pay any attention to the teacher and somebody was explaining what his problem was, they'd say, well, he just blank seemed to care. He just
didn't care.
Or saying that in the present. Right now, he just
don't care.
Okay, good. And if you were not certain about something, you might say, well, I'm not really
sure.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody had been accused of a crime and you didn't know if the person was guilty or not, you might say, well, I don't know, but people blank he did it.
They blame he did it.
People.
Or claim he did it.
Okay. Here in the present, people. Right now, people.
Said he did it.
All right. Okay. And I think you've surely already used this word. The building that people live in is a...
apartment.
Or a whole building is a...